Vine.
And why did you get the name of Lena when your name is Helen?
I just don't know. I just don't know where it came from. But I was called that from child on, and then when I put in for my Social Security, they said, "Is that your real name?" And I said, "No, my name is Helen Mary Elizabeth Snyder." Because they said I had to go by my real name. But where they got that name, Lena, I'll never know.
Tell me a little about your parents. About your
dad. Oh, I had the greatest. I just loved my parents' dearly. When my sister and I, every morning Dad would come in from the cow pen, we'd make him let each one of us climb up on his shoulders by holding our hands, and he'd put us up on his shoulders. And we loved him. We just loved our parents.
Can you tell me a little about your grandparents? They lived in Castroville.
Yes, Grandma Slayton and Grandma Snyder both lived here in Castroville. And we loved them very much. And we'd come up to Castroville about once or twice a month. Papa would have to come up and tend to them and help them out, because Uncle Louie had drowned in 1902. And August the 23rd, he had gone out into the field to cut corn fodder those days, but now they don't know what that is. But they came home from the field, and he says, "Let's put them all in the Swazi Spring and with the alfalfa." Him and Adolf jumped off in there, and down he went, and he never did come up until they dug the river and found him. So there was Aunt Mary with five small children. No way to make a living hardly, and Papa would come up and help her out.
When you came to your grandmother's, what are some of the things you remember eating? What did you have that was special?
Well, just almost anything that's ordinary food, because those days they didn't have very much money. And Grandma Slayton, she would go to the store. She'd have to walk. There was no way. She didn't have no way to go. But she would go to the store. In those days, they would give candy for pilon. And she had a half-gallon jar, and we'd run for that jar as soon as we'd get there. We'd eat that half-gallon candy while we were staying there. And she always had it ready for us. And when we'd go to that well and draw that water out of that well, and that's the only place she had to put her food, was down in that well. She'd tie it in little buckets, like her butter and her milk and eggs and everything. She'd hang it out in that well. Well, and we just looked forward to eating that good old preserves and all kinds of stuff she had. You know, as little as they had those days, they just didn't have much. But we just really loved Grandma Slayton. And then in later years, she came and stayed with us at the Vine. She stayed with us a big part of her old days. And Grandma Snyder, she was in bed. She never was up very much. She's real old. And she laid right in that front window. We always could look for that. And we'd jump out of that hack and we'd get there. And man, did we go run down that hill there. We thought that was the greatest thing. All five Aunt Mary's kids, and Dory and I, we'd have more fun running up and down that hill.
Bunch of cousins.
And then run over to Eddie Lehman, wasn't it? Eddie Lehman's. We went over there. And there was old Gussie and, what's her name up here?
Florence.
Florence. And we just practically lived there. And one day I went over there and the peaches were hanging on the trees so good. And I swiped me one, and that thing said, "Selena, how the peaches can hold."
Was it a good stone?
Oh, it was a good one.
They had an orchard, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did. And we were such close friends.
Did they share their orchard with you?
Not much.
Not much.
Not much. But I swiped that and another pair of toes on it.
What did your grandmother do with her milk?
Which grandma?
Your grandma Slayton. What did she do with your
milk? Well, she used in her coffee and just cook a little with it. She never did get much on hand.
Did she? She didn't have much left.
No, she was just all alone and very little income.
Did she make cheese or anything?
No, not that and so much, but Grandma Snyder lived with Aunt Mary, and Aunt Mary was a mango. That is Uncle Louie's wife. And they had a pretty hard way to make a living, I tell you.
When you were little at home, did you have any cows?
Oh yeah, Papa had cows, hogs, chickens,
What did your mom do with the milk then?
Well, they poured it, what they didn't use, she always had clabber and cottage cheese and the cooked cheese, and we just enjoyed that very much.
Tell me how you made the cooked cheese.
Well, you take it and crumble it real fine and put salt in it and then just hide it under something and just let it get good and rotten.
It really stinks, doesn't it?
Oh, Miss Yachtman used to put it under the bed all the time. How we lived.
My grandmother put it behind the stove to ripen.
Yeah, when it's real cold, you had to keep it because it just can freeze. Mm-hmm. But we'd have to, when we got up a little size, while we had to help Papa, I'd go out and feed his hogs and his horses and help him milk the cows and feed all that.
Did you, like when you made cooked cheese, how did you do it, did you?
Oh, you put butter in the skillet and let it melt real slow and just keep stirring it till all the lumps are out of it. And it was really good, so good.
Did you eat the crust?
Oh, the bottom of the pan. Mm-hmm. It was surely good.
Wasn't it good?
Oh, great.
Did you put any seeds or anything in
it? Yeah, that caraway, mm-hmm. caraway seed.
Caraway seed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we put a little of that in it.
Good.
And Curly's mother was a great cheese maker. She always had it.
How did you serve the cottage cheese? Did you do anything else with it besides just serve it with cream?
Well, you'd make pie out of it. You made pie, and then you'd serve it like that, and then, well, there's so many ways you can use cottage cheese.
Tell me how you made pie. Cottage cheese pie.
Well, you take about 3 eggs and a cup of sugar, and you don't have to put much fire in that, but it thickens itself. Then a little flavor. Did I say salt and butter? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then put it in your crust and make it real slow.
And it sits.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever make it with onions and like a fish?
You mean to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mama always had onions in the garden, those green onions. And she'd always bring in a bunch of those, and then we would eat cottage cheese and homemade and cured bacon and cornbread.
You're making me hungry.
Well, I'll tell you right now, we ate good. To think how poor they had to live, though, you just can't believe it.
Tell me what you had for breakfast.
Well, for breakfast, we'd always have bacon or ham and eggs and cornbread, butter, homemade butter.
Did your daddy ever go out and kill any?
Oh, yeah, squirrels and rabbits. And you'd bring them in, and Mama would make hosa papa. And next day, brown, that good old brown gravy, it was so good.
Tell me how she made hosa papa.
You put salt and pepper and onion and vinegar. And just leave it overnight. And the next morning, you just take it out of that vinegar and onion and stuff and cook it just like you do in the other stew.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was good. I tell you, we enjoyed it every time Papa. And he always knew what kind of rabbits, you know, the rabbits sometimes would have knots on them.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always be sure they didn't have no knots on them. Mm-hmm. And the little squirrels, they were so good.
How did you pick the squirrels?
Just like you do the rabbits.
Just the
same. You just make a house of puffer all mm-hmm. night and then cook it just like you did the rabbits.
Did your father ever kill any deer or?
Very few. Those days there was no deer around our place. We was 4 miles east of Devine. Mm-hmm. And I never did know anything about deer hunting until we got older. Mm-hmm. Because those days nobody ever done much of that hunting like they do now.
Or birds you didn't hunt?
Oh yeah, we love those quail and doves. We always had a bunch of those.
How did you fix your quail?
Well, you'd either fry them, just like you do chicken, or either you make a stew out of them. Of course, that gravy's always so good, you had to stop that.
With homemade bread?
Yeah. Oh, Mama had homemade bread all the time.
And what did you do? Now, how did you fix your birds?
Well, you'd put salt and pepper, dip them in flour, fry them slow, so they, you know, cook through, and then put your gravy on it.
Now, Lena, I know you're famous for dumplings. Tell me.
Oh, I've made so many of those things. Well, way I do mine, I put salt in them and mix them up with eggs. More eggs you put, the better they are. And roll them real thin and let them dry a little. Put your chicken on in butter and let it fry. And then after it's fried a little, when you get that juice out of it, birds or chicken or quail or whatever it is, then you put water on it and just let it boil and boil. Then have your dumplings cut up into little squares. Drop them in there. And then just before you take them off, I stick a margarine, it's a big batch, and a can of malt milk.
Oh, it's kind of fricassee.
Oh, they're so good. They turn out so good.
When you went to school, when you went walked to school, did you take a lunch pail?
Yeah, we always had our little pail, and carried our lunch, walked a mile and a half to school, no shoes.
Got tough, didn't you?
Yeah, I tell you, we sure did. We just had a hard time.
What did you take in your pail?
Well, she always would manage to have some kind of little something in the meat line, and then some cookies and an apple and an orange. And we'd have a little bucket we carried in.
Now, when you were at home, you killed hogs, right?
Oh, yes. 7 and 8 hogs a year, Papa would kill. And he'd save everything. He never wasted a thing. And he'd call some of the neighbors to come over and help him. When they'd get through, he'd give them a big old hunk of meat for helping him. Those days, you didn't have to pay him for everything.
Start from the beginning and tell me what you did with the hogs.
Well, we'd heat that water in on those big old pots, you know. And Pop would have some boards on the ground. And he'd have that hog limp, and then they'd have a barrel. And they'd have that boiling water in that barrel, and they'd slip it in that barrel, and, you know, let it soak in there, skull. Then they'd put it out on this board, and they'd scrape it. And Mama would come and run with a bucket to catch that blood for blood sausage. And, just went on till they got it hanging up. Then they let it hang overnight, maybe, so it'd be good and cold. And the next morning, they'd have some of the neighbors to come over and help us butcher. And we had the best neighbors in the world. I'd say those days people loved each other and they'd help each other, but now you can't get nobody to do that. Can't pay them enough.
Did you have a party then, or did you have a nice dinner?
Oh, yeah. Mama would take some of the hog, the neck meat, or somewhere and fry it real good, or the ribs or the backbone. Oh, that was the best stuff, that backbone and ribs. She'd put it in the stove and bake it. And we'd always have a good dinner. She always cooked a good dinner because those neighbor men that had come and help her.
They got hungry.
Yeah. Oh, they were the best.
Do you remember what she served with?
Well, just vegetables out of the garden and this meat. Mm-hmm. She always had something good to eat. Don't ever think they didn't. They always ate good.
Tell me how you made the blood sauce. What did you put in?
Oh, golly. You took that, what do you call that, net, the thing, you cut that up real fine, and onions, and you soak bread in milk and put that in there, and then you season it. And then you have to take that little funnel that you made the sausage with, and you have to stuff them like that. And, oh, they were so good.
You put them in a casing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where did you get your casing?
We clean them from the hogs.
Tell me what it is.
Tell me what it
is. Tell me what a casing is, huh?
It's the entrance of the hog. Just you'd have to strip them out. They were just about that big around.
About 2
inches. Yeah, mm-hmm. Not the big ones, but the little ones. Mm-hmm. Man, I've cleaned them in your yard of those things out there.
You turn them inside out and clean them?
Yeah. Clean them on the outside and then turn them over and clean them again. When they come out of that, it's clean as clean can be.
And that's what you use to stuff them.
Stuff the sausage. We'd stuff the blood sausage, and then we'd get down to the sausage. And cut up the bacon and everything, and it was just really, really wonderful how Pop and Mama worked out.
How did you keep your bacon?
Well, Papa would salt it, laying on flat on the skin, you know, for till the next day. And the next morning you turn it over, salt it on the other side. And he'd put coriander and salt and pepper and or whatever they put on that bacon. And then he just keep turning a day or two, and then he put it down in a brine. And it cured just beautiful, and we had bacon and ham the year round.
That's
great. It sure was, I tell you.
Did you raise your own coriander in the garden?
Yes. Mama raised all that.
What else did you have in your garden, Paula?
Oh, we had onions, radishes, turnips, cabbage, any vegetable you can name, Mama had.
Yeah, okay. Tell me how you made the liver sausage.
Well, you take all the scraps and put together and your liver. And you put liver and the melt or whatever you call it, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And let's see, just almost anything that's left over, you know, after you make the other sauces. Then
you put heart in it? Or?
Yeah. Put heart and melt. Mm-hmm. Ain't that what you call
mm-hmm.
melt? And then season it up. It's very good. Then you just, it sure is. Then we'd hang it up and smoke
you
it.
You put that in the casing also.
Oh, yeah. And then we'd hang it up, and then we'd want some liver sauce. We'd just go out and get a piece and slice it up and eat it.
See, you make good. A liver sandwich for lunch for school?
Oh, yeah. I guess we eat just almost anything, whatever Mama had.
Mm-hmm. What did you do with the rest of the hog then? We made sausage
and bacon and ham.
How did you render your lard?
Oh, we had that big old wash pot, and we'd have to stand over that. And after we got that to clean the pot, then we'd always put on a batch of homemade soap to clean the grease out of your pot again.
How did you make that?
Well, we just about 3 cans of lye and. Oh, let's see, 3 cans of lye and, well, you have so much water and so much crackling. But now I've learned how to make it without the cracklings, and it's sure good. So this that I used the whole time I was in the cafe, you make it with 3 cans of lye and 15 pounds of strange grease, old grease, and 5 gallons of water, and walk by there quite often. You have to stir it a lot. And then you put Clorox in to purify it. And it makes the best soap. It lathers. You never made anything as good as that was, I'll tell you.
Would you give us your recipe?
Well, it's, like I say.
Not now, but we'll write it down because
okay.
That sounds like a good soap.
Well, but the whole time, you know, if I'd have used this powder like they do now, they'd broke me because these people just don't know how to save. So I learned how to make that from the garden club at Divine, where my sister
mm-hmm.
was. And we learned how to make it, and it's just perfect. It turns out so pretty and white. It's just beautiful.
That's great. Did you ever make pastéis in your
home? Ooh, yes, I did. I love that stuff. Yeah, that's something else. You put parsley and salt and pepper and what else, and soak it overnight.
Green onions,
just anything like that to make it good, and then soak it overnight. Alma over here does it about 3 nights, but I don't like it soaked that long.
You don't like it soaked?
Uh-uh. So I just generally let it soak overnight, and then I make my crust. And
what else do you put on besides all that? Don't you put vinegar or wine
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, vinegar, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, we have soaked it in vinegar.
What part of the pig do you use for that? Do you use any special meat?
Not hardly, generally just the sausage meat.
Mm-hmm.
Alma cuts up her meat over here, but that's an extra job. I generally buy just ground sausage.
Ground.
Mm-hmm.
And do you make any special kind of a crust for it? Or
no, I use ordinary pie crust.
You make a bottom crust and a top crust.
Yes,
right.
That's right.
What do you serve with the reason? Oh, with pastéis?
Well, it's just a regular pie. We generally eat just pie.
Just
slice it up like you do a pie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Now, what, I think we, did you ever save your cracklings for anything?
Oh, yeah. You can just make almost anything out of those cracklings. They're so good. Of course, I can't eat much of it now, being them grunting all the time. But they were always so pretty. You know, when they're fresh, strained out of that grease and everything, and It's sure, there's just so many things you make out of it.
Did you put them in cornbread?
Yes, they're very good in cornbread. Generally, you take the top off and get the crumbly cut in the bottom, and then put that in the cornbread, and it's so good.
Did you eat your cornbread with milk, or did you use it?
Well, we generally had a homemade preserve and butter. That's good old homemade butter we generally had there.
What kind of preserve did you make?
Oh, just everything. Every kind you can think of, Mom. I had every kind in the world, and I did up until the last few years because my kids don't like fig. They like peaches, but there's no such thing as peaches anymore.
Did you have these trees in the yard? Did you have an orchard?
Papa had an orchard, always.
Mm-hmm. What kind of trees did he have?
Well, he had peaches, apples, plums, just any kind of fruit you could name.
Even apples?
Yeah. Yeah. And he would, when they'd die down, he'd just go buy a new one and put it in. He just kept his orchard going. He had a big orchard behind the house.
So you really had a lot of good food at home. You had your pigs and your
eggs,
your chickens.
One day an old hog got a hold of a chicken. Papa said, "Go around them over, do some slugging and some." And I went out to hatch it with what to do.
I think it stopped, and I wonder how long it's been stopped. We've already used up. Yeah. What did you eat on Friday?
We'd have beans and noodles, sour gravy, and dried fruit.
How did you make the sour gravy?
Well, you take the thick pour your noodles off and you put it on. Have a little potato cooked and a lot of fine chopped onion, and let that all cook. And then before you take it off, put your vinegar in it and put it on your noodles and soften good.
How much vinegar do you put?
Oh, it's according to how sour you want it. Some people like it real sour, and people don't.
I mean, like a tablespoon or two?
Well, I'd take a little more than that. You have to taste it.
You probably just pour it out.
Yeah, that's right.
I've never known how to make sour cream.
Oh, you ought to have been at that Nagin reunion the other day. One of the best I've ever made in my life. Took two big old platters full of bean noodles. Charlie C. said, "Lena, you bring the noodles and I'll cook the beans." So, we took two big platters.
Do you make homemade noodles, right?
I make them all the time.
Do you ever make nipple?
No, that's damn true. I can make any of those things. Mama taught us it. When Mary Snyder got through with it, she only knew how to be a good cook. I said, if I had a dime for all the shirt collars I had to rip off and I'd get them on crooked, she'd make me rip it out every time.
You'd rather cook than
rip. Oh, yes, right? Mama was so hard to please. It was really hard.
So, you ate noodles and beans for
and then for supper, if there's noodles left, we'd all take them and fry them real crisp, and they are so good. They're really good.
Could you keep your noodles, like, if you had some?
I've got them in the box now.
Do you?
Maybe
you dry them good?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do at Christmas time?
Oh, that time of our lives, Dora and I, Mom had always had old stuff on top of the wardrobe. And when she'd get the apples and oranges and stuff, you know, we could smell it and we'd go around the house.
Snip
it up till we'd find it. And then, on Christmas Eve, that is our pride and joy. We just, all the neighbors would go together and go up to Grandma Bifford's. Oh, she was a great old soul. Everybody liked Grandma Pippa, but I don't remember her name. And all the neighbors would take their eats and good things and take our gifts and everything. We'd go up there on Christmas Eve. And did we have a time, and that old Santa Claus, he was in that closet. Of course, we were so dumb those days, we didn't know what Santa Claus was. We'd all run into that big old room of hers, and old Alfred Nagin was Santa Claus every year. And he would just scare the heck out of us. And so one night, Mamie Carter said, "Lena, don't you know who Santa Claus is?" I said, "No, to them to know anything. She said, well, I'm going to tell you. She said, your parents are your Santa Claus. So I said, Baba, that's only chaos me. If I said to Santa Claus, and he says, well, that's gone with Lois when the oldest wife. And I run, crawled under the bed, no laugh for Nick, and had that old long switch, and he reached under that bed, and he tried to hit me, and, oh, I just had a fit, and I went back to Papa. I said, Papa, please, don't let me get so scared. So we just always had the biggest time up there at Grandma Bupert's.
Did she have a big Christmas tree?
Yeah, great, big old Christmas tree. Everybody take their gifts and their food. That's where we spent, always spent our Christmas Eve.
How? What did she decorate the tree with?
Candles. You know, like they used to have candles and they make cookies with candy on them and things like that.
Did they have any fruit on them?
Yeah, they had tied the apples by that little old stem and tied strings on it. We didn't have nothing bought because it was neither would buy. But we all went up there and enjoyed it so much.
What are some of the foods you had?
Oh, gosh, everybody took cottage cheese and all kinds of food, just every kind you can think of. You just couldn't even name all of it. So that's the way we spent.
What kind of a meat did you serve? Did they serve?
Well, pork and sausage and different things like that. And salads, just like you do now. But we all just didn't know how to fix them like you do now.
Everybody took what they had
at
home.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a great
thing. Oh, it was the greatest thing how we loved that old lady. Then, now start telling about when we grew up bigger and got to enjoying life more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, after we got, after we got a little bigger, they started having these home house dances. So we'd jerk everything out of the room and man, we'd danced till all hours of the night, and Walter Bifford and Willie Ziegenbaum was our musician. And we would dance nearly all night. We just had the biggest time in the world. Next morning, well, we'd have to get up and mop those floors on our knees. Mama never would allow us to use a mop to clean the floor. We had to get on our knees to clean it. So one time, Curly was going to come by, and if he, I promised him I'd go with him by myself because Mama always made me take my sister with me. So he came by and Mama says, Mama's three negations out of both the boots. And I said, I'm not going to do it. And Mama, she hit me, I never forget. So she whipped me hard. So I run off and got out there and waited for Curly. I was just mad at the world. But we'd have more fun at those dances. Oh, yeah.
What did you have something to eat then?
Yeah, and when we got big enough, we'd come up here to this, you know, those days they had the 24th and 25th celebration, and we'd always come stay all night up here. I'd stay with Grandma Slayton, and Curly would stay with Grandma Young and Dora, and all of us would stay all night here because we had to come in the buggy and hack. And we always looked forward to those 2 days because Man, did we have fun.
What did they do it on the 25th in those days?
Well, those days they had that Tondry store building. Who was it running there? That
Cornette?
I guess there was somebody there. And we just had the biggest time, and at 12 o'clock at night, they'd shut down the music, and we'd go downstairs and eat the best old sausage suppers. Sauerkraut, every kind of good thing were for 50 cents. Thank
you. Who served that? Did the people that
Aunt Rosa's sister, I believe. Aunt Rosa Young, sister. Wernette. And she tells about it all the time about how they served that. And oh, it was so good, homemade sauerkraut and sausage and just anything, fruitcake, anything you want to name for 50 cents a plate.
Was it served family style?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.